بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد Yesterday we began a discussion on Hayatul Anbiya. The Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alive. They enjoy a type of life in the qabr where they can perceive they are given sustenance by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person goes to visit and make ziyarat of the qubur and the graves, then a person makes salam to them and they are able to hear the salam of the person, they reply with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter you find many a person goes to the qabrs or the qubur of the pious or anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam and make dua, whether to ask them whether they can assist you, whether they can help you. So what is permissible? So the next subject will be tawassul. The shari'i meaning of tawassul is to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using those words, actions or personalities which are accepted and beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as an intermediary or a means for getting one's dua accepted by stating, O Allah, by the blessings of these, accept our dua. This is permissible. Where a person says, Ya Allah, to the barakat, to fair sadqa of this Nabi of Allah or this Wali of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, accept my du'as, this is commendable, it's mustahab. Person takes wasila. There are three wasilas, channels, by means of which it is desirable to make du'a, to supplicate. The first one, Asma'ul Husna, the most beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To utilize the blessed names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst making du'a to draw the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's one way to draw the Rahmat, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua to the wasila, to the medium, to the channel of the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the beautiful names belong only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. So make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to the barakat of these names. And our Honorable Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib explains that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 99 names that we know of. There are many more than that. So we use these names in our du'as also to draw the rahmat of Allah. Example, if you want maghfirat from Allah, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Ghaffar. Hazrat said, the example is as if now when you said Ya Ghaffar, like you press the button over here, the light went on in the arsh of Allah. It is calling me Ghaffar, I am Ghaffar. But I told him I am Ghaffar. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ According to some riwayat, and the person reads his dua when he's traveling. فَإِنَّهُ لَا اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي At the end, فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ That no one forgives sins besides you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to some ulama, they say at that moment Allah ta'ala smiles at him. And why, banda? Definitely I'm the only one who forgives sins. And you're saying it too. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ Abbas tell his father, only you can do it for me. Yeah, you know that. Only I can. Allah says, you know that. Only I can forgive you. Nobody else. And you're saying it also. So I will definitely forgive you. Person who wants a rosy sustenance, Ya Razak. Ya Razak. He's pressing the button. The light is coming on. He says, calling me. How he knows that I am a Razak? Because I told him. So we use the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One hidayat, one guidance for our family. Ya Hadi. Ya Hadi. Hadi. Hada yahdi al-hidayah, the one that gives guidance. So we call unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, you are the guide. Ya Hadi, Ya Allah, guide me, guide my family, guide my children, guide humanity. So you call in that name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely give you. In the story of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam, when he asked his ministers who will bring the throne of Bilqis, she was the queen of Sheba of Yemen. And she had a very beautiful throne, which was locked within seven chambers, studded with jewels and emeralds and rubies and the rest of it. Very big throne, very valuable, who will bring it? قَالَ عِفْرِيتٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِ A giant jinn said that time, أَنَا أَتِيكَ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَن تَقُومَ مِّن مَقَابِكَ Oh, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, his kingdom Allah ta'ala had given him kingdom over the jinnat also, over the animal kingdom. Allah ta'ala had blessed him. So I will bring the throne for you, all the way from Yemen, and he's in Palestine. I will bring the throne for you before you get up from where you are seated right now. قال الذي عنده علم من الكتاب أنا آتيك به قبل أن يرتد إليك طرفك. Asif bin Barkhiyah, his name was Asif. He had the knowledge of the Ismi Azam of Allah, the beautiful names of Allah, the special names of Allah that you call by the names of Allah. Dua is accepted instantly. So, قال الذي عنده علم من الكتاب. He had knowledge of Kitab of that time. He said to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, I will bring the arsh of Bilqis before you, before the blinking of your eye. And within a flash or blink of the eye, he brought the throne of Bilqis already. He took the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some ulama say, the beautiful name of Allah, wa ilahukum ilahu wahid, la ilaha illa huwa ar-Rahmanu ar-Rahim, alif lam mim, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum, wa'anatil wujuhu lil-hayyu al-qayyum. He said, in these phrases are the ismi dhat of Allah, ismi azam of Allah. The powerful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Certain names, certain times, Allah Ta'ala reveals to certain of His bandas that this is a special name of mine right now. Call me by this name. Call me by this name and your work will get done by me. So this is one wasila to ask of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Hakim Sahib rahimahullah so beautifully, subhanallah, he taught us how to make dua for maghfirat also. He would say the best dua to ask for the mercy and the maghfirat of Allah, forgiveness. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Quranic ayat. وَقُلْ سَيْنُوا النَّبِيَ فَاللَّهِ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ. O my Rabb, اغْفِرْ. Forgive. وَارْحَمْ. Have mercy. وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Of all those that show mercy, you are the best one. Sakim Sahib would say, for a ashiq and a love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he says this in a walihana way, in a mad way. Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Rabbi ighfir warham, wa anta khayrul rahimin. He will say it like that, the bottom of the heart. Call unto Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. O my most beloved Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Rabbi ighfir warham, wa anta khayrul rahimin. And this way, attack the mercy of Allah. It mustn't be a dry dua, that you just, as it says, not like you commanding Allah that you must do it for me. But the way you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such love, such feeling, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's attention now is attracted, the way you are calling unto Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So we use the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have the green kitab, 99 names are there, the meanings are there also. The second way, person to use an intermediary or wasila or channel to make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, is good actions, a'mal saliha. To mention some righteous action, which one had carried out with the aim of drawing acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for one's dua. Example, O Allah, through the blessings of this salah, tilawat, fast, etc., accept this dua of mine. For any other amal he's done, only for the pleasure of Allah. Allah, I did this only for you. Some sadqah he gave, charity he gave, or he helped somebody. Assisted someone, whatever it is, Ya Allah, if you accept this amal of mine, through the barakat of this amal, you gave me tawfiq, Ya Allah, so fulfill this task of mine. The lengthy riwayat comes to Riyadu Saliheen about those three men. They got blocked in a cave. The rock fell and closed the mouth of the cave. They couldn't come out. So they got together and they made dua. And person made dua, Ya Allah, I had old parents, and I would go out and I would work, bring milk at night to feed them. One day I got a bit late. I returned, my elderly parents had fallen asleep. And they slept hungry that night. Ya Allah, I deprived my wife and my children also. And the entire night I sat at the bedside waiting for them to wake up to present this milk to them. Ya Allah, and I gave them to drink when they woke up. Ya Allah, if you love that action, it was for you only. Then open the mouth of this cave. And the rock moved. So he used the wasila and the channel of the good amal of his. Another youngster mentioned, Oh Allah, there was a cousin of mine, she fell into dire straits and difficulties. She came to me for help. And Oh my Allah, I wanted to fulfill my desire with her and express this to her. And finally she gave in to me. And just before I could enact that evil action with her, she told me, Ittaqillaha fiya, fi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in regards to me. At that moment, opportune moment, I withdrew. And I feared you, O my Allah, and I fulfilled whatever need she had. Ya Allah, if that was for your pleasure and you loved it and you accepted it, then open the mouth of the cave. The rock moved. So he used that amal of his. Where now? Allah Ta'ala gave him tawfiq and he desisted from doing that evil action. Sometime a person, young boy, is tempted, and he didn't do it in the fear of Allah, in the love of Allah. Ya Allah, if you love that action of mine and you accepted it, then through the barakah of that amal, O my Allah, they fulfill this task of mine. Third person, he says, O my Allah, I had a laborer working for me, and something happened between the boss and him, and he left work. But he didn't take his salary, his wage with. So I kept it aside, and I invested it into my own farm, and I bought cattle, and I bought sheep, whatever it was, goats. And it produced and continued till his farm became bigger and bigger and more. He had a whole flock and a herd of animals. Finally, he came after some time. He came to claim now that salary or that wage that he left behind. So when he came, I told him, his entire farm is yours. He says, don't play the fool with me. He said, it is yours. What you left behind, I knew it will perish, it will get finished, so I reinvested it. All this is yours. You are a shock of his life. Ya Allah, if that was only for your pleasure and you loved it and you accepted it, Ya Allah opened the mouth of the cave and the entire rock moved open. To the power and the acceptance of the amal, good amal of a person that he had done. So a person can use this also as a channel, as a wasila, to gain the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's mentioned about Abu Jahl also, that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was born, then his slave girl Thuwayba radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was among those wet nurses that suckled Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was born, she ran to her master to give him the good news that Allah has blessed you with a nephew. His brother had passed away, Abdullah. In excitement of getting that news, it was a Monday, he freed her. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved that action of his so much. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned more or less that he will burn in the fire of Jahannam, but on Mondays, Allah will lessen his punishment. Will lessen his punishment because on that day he freed Thuwayba out of ecstasy of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Just so that action of his, Allah will lessen his azab on Mondays also. The third wasilah is the special servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawassul by means of the creation is of three types. Tawassul. To supplicate to someone and seek his help and assistance, as was the practice of the mushrikeen, polytheists. This is prohibited by ijma'. To ask the person of the qabr, you do this for me, or you do that for me, or you go there, you leave an offering over there, some fruits or some food or some roses and flowers. This is not in the sunnah and the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to make dua to someone in the qabr and seek his help and assistance, as was the practice of the mushrikeen, they would do this. This is prohibited by consensus of the ummah and ulama. Number two, requesting the pious to make dua on one's behalf. Since this is not proven for the dead, this form is restricted to the living, to ask a living person, then make dua for me. That is sunnah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned to Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, was going for umrah, that, oh my beloved brother, don't forget me in your duas. So Umar got ecstatic. He said, call me my beloved brother. He called me his brother. What enjoyment he found in that. They don't forget me in du'as. And he told Umar bin Khattab also that if always Qarni has to come, they're requesting to make du'a for you in the ummah. So to request for du'as is also a practice that comes in the Hadith Sharif. This form is restricted to the living, to ask them to make du'a for you, except for the Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam, where we can ask Nabi alayhi salatu salam, make du'a for me in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. One can ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at his blessed qabr, grave, to supplicate, to make dua on behalf of oneself. One should not stand at the graves of others and ask them to make dua. That you can't do. No wali of Allah. Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, we know, are alive. The awliya, not necessarily. Number three, to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the blessings of an accepted servant. This means to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the wasila, by the means of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, to the barakat of the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the awliya and pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Example, O Allah, fulfill this task or work of mine by the wasila, through the intermediary, to the channel of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the tufail of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, by the barakat, blessings of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, or by the hurmat of Shaykh Junayd Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi, etc. This action is permissible. So the barakat, Ya Allah, the muhabbat and love they had for you and you have for them, Ya Allah, to their barakat of that muhabbat, Ya Allah, accept my dua. This is permissible. This action is permissible. And in fact, meritorious and is rewarding and better, since it is a means for the acceptance of du'as. This is referred to as tawassul bidhat. To use a certain human being as a channel for your du'a to be accepted, this is permissible. Like also is mentioned about Abu Jahl also, that the Nabi Ali Salatu Salam as a baby, you could see in him that there's something special about this child, but his stubbornness and his taqdeer didn't accept Islam. They say when his camels would get lost, then he would take this blessed child of Nabi Ali Salatu Salam, and you take him to the Kaaba Sharif. You make dua in the ears, and he says, by the Rabb of this child, return my camels. The camels will come back walking. Because you could see the barakat in Nabi Ali Salatu Salam. Hazrat says to became a dua. Little children, we have, ya Allah, to the ma'asumiyat, and the ismat, and the sinless state of this child, ya Allah, accept my duas. So we can use them also as a wasila, because they don't have gunas and sins. This is a way very quickly for Allah Ta'ala to accept our duas, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. We can read our Yasin Sharif now, inshallah.